Ladies and gentlemen, the past summer all over America, millions of people went on vacation. And for the first time in many years, Jack Benny, the star of our show, visited the garden spots of America. After finishing a successful radio season last June, he went directly to the beautiful Sun Valley Hotel in Sun Valley, Idaho.
Clerk?
Yes, sir?
My name is Farnsworth. My wife and I have reservations here starting today.
Oh, just a second. Let me check that.
Isn't this a beautiful hotel, dear?
The nicest I've ever seen, darling.
Oh, yes. Here we are. Mr. and Mrs. Donald Farnsworth. You're in suite 315. I'll have your bags taken care of.
Oh, boy.
Boy?
Yes, sir.
With the suite 315.
Gee, the honeymoon suite.
And boy.
Yes, sir.
This time, leave whether they tip you or not.
Yes, sir. This way, please.
After three glorious weeks in Sun Valley, Jack Benny next visited the world-famous Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs.
My goodness, Wilbur, the dining room's certainly crowded. I do hope we're fortunate enough to get a table.
Well, all we can do is try, Genevieve. I'll talk to the head waiter. Oh, Captain.
We look here.
Would you like a table for two?
ABN. A table for two. I will talk to one of my waiters, see if we have one available. Pierre. Pierre.
We want to have a table.
Avez-vous un table pour deux?
Je ne peux pas.
Pourquoi pas?
Il est trop personne ici. Il est très crowded.
I'm so terribly sorry, monsieur, but no table for two are available. There will be a 1 hour wait.
1 hour? Look, Captain, here's $5.
Time to fly. Pierre, give this couple a nice table.
We want, Captain. Trade in. And remember, $2.50 of that is mine.
What?
Dinner out front!
The summer wore on, and it was with a heavy heart that Jack finally said farewell to the beautiful Broadmoor Hotel and spent the remainder of his vacation at the jewel of the Pacific, Catalina Island.
Catalina and Jack. Yeah, it looks pretty. Look at all the tourists she's getting in. Gosh, I hope there ain't no cheapskates on board.
Yeah.
Oh, look, she's starting to throw the coins already. Yeah, get ready to die. One of the ladies sits in your corner.
It's my turn, fellow.
Goes first every time.
Yeah. You know, an old man, he can keep the underwater a long time.
You should have been here yesterday when a guy threw in a silver dollar.
Did it stand there long?
Twice he sent up for sandwiches. And just a bed, he caught his own sardines. When he finally came up, he was covered with barnacles. Oh, look! There he comes up now.
Nah, that's only his hair.
those glasses come up and then go.
But all good things must come to an end, and so did our hero's travels. And now tonight, after a glorious vacation, we bring you the star of our show, Jack Dane.
Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and Don, even though you did exaggerate, I must say I had a wonderful summer.
Oh, I bet you did, Jack. When did you get back from Catalina?
Yesterday afternoon. You see, pardon me a minute. I have a little water in my ear. Well, Don, here we are back on the air again, and I haven't seen you since last June. What did you do all summer?
Oh, nothing much. I just cruised around on my yacht.
Well, that's... On your what? On your what, Don?
On my yacht.
You own a yacht?
Oh, yes. Bought it just a few months ago.
Don, you bought a yacht on what I...
I was lucky in the stock market.
Oh, you must have been. You must have been. So you spent most of your time on the yacht, eh? Where'd you go?
Oh, I cruised up and down the coast, and then I took one trip into the Atlantic.
Cruising the Atlantic? Hey, that must have been nice.
Oh, it was, but I had a little trouble getting to the Panama Canal.
Don, is the yacht that big?
Oh, the boat got through. I had trouble.
I see. Well, John, now that you're here.
Tell me what I named my yacht, huh?
What? Yeah. Oh, all right, John. What did you name your yacht?
I call it the Girdle.
Good, good. Now, let's get on with the...
Ask me why I call my yacht the Girdle.
John, okay, why do you call your yacht the Girdle?
Because it takes a lot of little tugs to get her out of her slip. Oh.
Don, Freedom Train. Compose yourself for next Sunday, October 12th.
Why?
Because that's Columbus Day, and he was the first one to tell us. Don, I'm ashamed of you starting off a season by telling an awful joke. What's that?
Stand aside, Jackson, it's me, Charlie.
Phil! Phil!
All you ladies in the audience can sit down now.
Phil, what kind of an entrance was that?
Well, this is the first show, Jackson. Gotta come on big. Harris ain't the modest type. I ain't no stinking violet.
That's crazy! But we'll leave it your way. Anyway, I'm glad to see you, Phil.
Hello, Phil.
Oh, hello, Dante. Hey, guys, Jackson. I haven't seen you all summer. Come here, you pretty thing, you.
Oh, you dumb. Let me slap you on the back.
Phil, please.
No, come here now. Come over.
Thanks, Phil. You cleaned out my other ear.
Holy smoke, where'd you get all that water?
That's nothing. By the way, sir, you look awfully well. You must have taken pretty good care of yourself this summer.
Yeah, I took it easy, Jackson. I loafed around home for a while, and then I had to go to Atlantic City for the bathing beauty contest.
Oh, were you one of the judges?
No, I was Miss Encino.
Phil, how could you be Miss Encino?
That's where I live.
What?
It was here, Alex, and I was going.
Well, better luck next year, Phil. But don't tell me that's all you did all summer.
Oh, well, just before coming back to work, I thought I'd better get a little rest, so I spent 3 glorious weeks at the Frankfurt Distillery.
Frankfurt Distillery?
Yeah, what scenery?
I can imagine.
I sent you a postcard, Jackson, but the mailman drank it.
That's what I like about you, Phil. Entering a beauty contest, vacationing in a distillery, you and the guys will do anything. Only
jug and jug it with water.
Hey, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Huh? Say, little talking about jokes, ask me the name of my yacht.
Okay, Johnny. What's the name of your yacht?
I call it the Colonel because it takes a
long time. No,
not that oldie. Save it till next Sunday.
Why?
Because that Columbus told it to Jackson.
Now, wait a minute. Look, fellas, we're starting a new season, so let's not
hooray,
start...
Hooray for the Yankees! Hooray for the New York Yankees!
Jenna! Dennis, what are you so happy about? The Yankees lost today.
I know. I bet on the Dodgers.
Oh, well, that's different. How much did you bet?
$18 million.
Dennis, are you crazy? How can you make a bet like that? $18 million.
I couldn't resist. They gave me 9 to 5.
Now, Dennis, I don't want all that filth here. 9 to 5, $18 million. Anybody give you a bet like that must have two heads.
Oh, you know him?
Yes, I know him. The three of us play peanuts all together. Now, come on, Dennis. As long as you're here, let's have your song. Huh?
Okay, but wait till I say hello to Don. I haven't seen him for a month. Hello, Don.
Hello, Dennis.
Now, Mr. Benny.
Dennis, aren't you going to say hello to Phil?
Oh, I saw him in Atlantic City.
Phil, roll down your pants leg. The contest is over. Miss Encino. Come on, Dennis. Let's have your song.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Come in.
Mr. Benny, if this is your opening broadcast, I came here to catch you at rehearsal.
Oh.
Well, I should have told him. He bought a tuxedo and everything. That was Naughty Angeline, sung by Dennis Day and accompanied by Naughty Miss Encino. And Dennis, I must tell you that your voice is better than ever. You know, Dennis, most singers have to study, vocalize constantly, and exercise their diaphragm to attain such rich, vibrant, tonal quality. What do?
I gargle.
Well, I guess that's good, too. But your voice sounds...
Max, look, here comes Mary.
Well, it's about time. Hey, what a reception, though. Everybody's happy that you're back.
I'm happy, too, and gee, it's good to see you fellas again. Yes. I'm going to get each one of you a nice big kiss. Come on, Don.
Right here, Mary.
Phil?
Here I am, Libby. Make me forget about the South.
Dennis?
Come on, Libby. Make me forget about Miss Encino.
Here we are. And now you, Jack.
Oh, Mary, not in front of all these people.
Oh, come here. I'm going to kiss you.
Oh, all right.
Me, all faithful.
What in the world was that?
Oh, I just brought back a little water from Catalina.
Oh, Jack, you always have to bring home souvenirs. Last time it was towels.
Mary, when did you ever see me walk out of a hotel with a towel?
The time your pants didn't come back and you had to catch a train.
Well, that was an emergency. I had to wear that towel. What do you laugh at that?
You made me call your mother so you wouldn't look silly.
All right.
Mother wore a towel.
Just until my parents came back. Anyway, Mary, I'm so glad to see you. I don't care what you say.
I am too, Mary, and you look absolutely gorgeous in that new dress.
Well, thank you, Don.
It is a lovely dress, Mary, but isn't it unusual coming to a broadcast with a bare midriff?
This isn't a bare midriff. She'll have his arm around me.
I thought it was kind of a fun place for a tattoo. U.S. Navy. Well, what's your coat on?
Say, Mary, are you going in for that new style, you know, the long skirts that all the girls are wearing?
Well, John, I haven't made up my mind yet, but on some nights they do look very attractive.
Well, maybe so, Mary, but I don't think I like them.
And why'd you let the hem out of your nightgown?
I didn't let the hem out. I added more lace. I can go along with a gag, sister. Now, Mary, stop being silly.
Yes, Libby, refrain from that raucous and gesture of extraneous spontaneity.
Yes, be a little chill. Silly. Would you mind saying that once more?
Oh, no, you don't, Buster. If you want to hear it again, let's repeat Joe.
I thought it was an accident. Anytime you use words of more than one syllable.
Entree.
Shut up! Come in.
Telegram for Jack Benny.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, boys. Here's a tip for you. Here.
Thanks.
Okay, Jack. What kind of a tip was that?
Yeah, you gave the boy a nickel and a copy of the Cosmopolitan magazine.
Well, you see, there's a story about me in this month's Cosmopolitan.
Well, what about the nickel?
After you read what they say about me, that nickel will look like $1,000. I know what I'm doing.
Hey, Jack, who's the wire from?
I don't know. Read it, Mary.
Okay. Oh, Jack, it's from Fred Arn.
Tear it up.
I will not.
All right. What a say? Always ready.
Yes. Yes, Jack. Yes. I just read that you're going back on the air for Lucky Strike. Lucky about it.
Mary, let me ask you something. Do you think that wire was funny?
Yes, Jack. I think anything Fred Allen says is funny.
Oh, you do, eh?
I do too, Jack.
I thought you would. Now, look, fellas. We go through this every year. It's about time you admitted that I'm a much better comedian than Fred Allen.
All right, all right. If it'll make you happy, we'll admit it. You're the greatest comedian in radio.
That settles it.
I like Jack Parr.
Dennis, we're not discussing Jack Parr. Although now that you brought up his name, I think Parr is a very clever fellow. He's bright, witty, and sophisticated. Now let's...
He's young, too.
Well, that's right. He is young, but age means nothing in show business. After all, age is a funny thing. I don't know. I remember when I was 8, I wanted to be 18. When I was 18, I wanted to be 28. When I was 28, I wanted to be 38. And now that I'm 38... I don't know.
You've been there long enough to make up your mind.
Yeah, I do.
What's that? Who's that marching in with?
Of course, it's your quartet.
My quartet?
Yeah, the sportsman.
Well, what do you know?
Howdy,
like that. How do you? They would come over on my opening show.
What do you mean,
Dr. Hill? It's going to work for you. They're going to be giving you another for your time to contact underwater. Oh, they came down their dress as mermaids.
Mermaids?
Yeah, I thought, I guess I stuck with them.
You complained to the show, didn't they?
Here in the studio, you're going to come to find out.
Oh, Michael, what is it, Dyson? Yeah, I wonder what this is. I'll find out. At your home? I'll see if I can get him. Say, kid, here it is. Yesterday that Mr. Benny went off the air.
Yeah. You know, Mabel, I saw him this summer when I went on my vacation to Catalina.
Did you?
Yeah. And once I went with him, that's another far worse.
Why?
How long did I order?
You were under the jacket.
Some people went over at bottom boat.
Why were you embarrassed with Mr. Benny Christian?
Yeah, and I got a mouthful of pony.
How do you like that? And he's supposed to be such a big radio star. You know what, Jason? I've been thinking of going on the radio, too. I have a wondrous program.
Well, you have it. Since then, there are too many peculiar people in Ready Set.
I thought there's no business like no business.
Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Benny. I'll get him right now.
Hello, Dummy Cameron. Where are you? Meet me. Drop me in here.
Rochester, it's me.
Oh, hello, boy.
Rochester, what do you mean answering the phone like that? Duffy Tavern.
One of your writers has got two shows.
Not anymore, he hasn't. I've been trying to get you on the phone. What were you doing?
I was listening to your program, boy.
That's what I called you about. How's my program coming over?
Well,
what?
You want me to water it a little, or will you take it straight?
I'll take it straight. I've got the water. Now tell me, what do you think of the show?
Well, it started out slow.
Uh-huh.
Then it crashed a little.
Uh-huh.
Then it speeded up.
Well.
Then it speeded up a lot.
Good.
Then it made a U-turn.
A U-turn?
Back to the bag. Finish out meeting in Catalina.
Rochester, stop being silly.
We want to
cut and boom that out. And Rochester, my first program couldn't be as bad as you thought. Rochester, what was that?
Mr. Coleman just threw his radio out.
Threw his radio out the window? What are you laughing at?
Every year, a little fishing, and we have another radio.
Well, Rochester, I'm sure that the program couldn't be that bad. Anyway, I'll see you right after the show.
Okay.
By the way, Rochester, what are we having for dinner tonight?
Ooh, you're working again.
Oh, yes, yes. Goodbye, Rochester.
Hold on, boy.
That will be back in a minute, but first...
When you buy,
folks, see you next Sunday.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.